Connecting to the 911 operator.
911, where's your emergency?
Hi, it's a...
Okay, is it a landline you're calling from?
I'm actually calling on behalf of the patient. My name is... I'm a nurse practitioner. We have software that makes it seem like I'm calling when I'm with her.
Okay.
Her name is...
Mm-hmm.
She's a... Year-old female, excuse me. She's having an active SI, like, has bottles in front of her, and does not want to be here anymore. My staff is on the other line with her over telemedicine.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to be here anymore. So no weapons in the house. She is alone. It's a household. Front door should
How
be
How old
open.
Is she again?
Very worried about lights and sirens. I told her I would do everything I could to let you guys know that I would let, you know, that she wants people to be discreet.
Okay. And what she... You want to get her evaluated? Does that sound...
She needs to go. Yes, yeah, she needs to go. We usually work up further north. So whichever facility, if there's one close that does behavioral health or
okay.
to the closest one that does ER, and she could be transferred.
Okay. And you're kind of like her nurse? How does...
Yeah, I'm
you...
a nurse practitioner. I see her over telemedicine like probably twice a month.
Okay.
So
and you
I,
just... someone else is on the phone with her right now. What is she saying?
Yeah, my staff member is on the phone with her. She... You know, when I was talking to her, I said, you know, it's good that you called us. You know, I want to make sure that you get help. And then she quoted saying, I don't want to be here anymore. So
okay, so she had some suicidal threats, correct? Is this normal?
She has some mental health issues and she's on medication, but she's always had passive SI or no SI, never this active. It's been
okay.
going on since last Tuesday and she's already used the crisis line.
Okay. All right. So this is new, but she is stating thoughts today, correct?
Yeah. She has the literal three meds in front of her. She named them off to me. So.
Okay. What are they? Do you know?
Trintellix, Vistaril, and Rexulti.
Okay. And is she alone? Does she live alone?
She actually just left, which is the room that my staff member was in. So I told her if she left that we weren't going to be able to be discreet and that I was going to need someone to get there as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
She is
okay,
alone.
She is alone right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know if she has any COVID symptoms that you're aware of? I know you're not with her, but...
No, she doesn't have any. She had COVID last year. No COVID.
Okay. Okay. All right, hold on. I'm going to start the rig, and then I just have to tell the police department. Hold on one second,
Girl,
okay?
Hang on.
Yep. It's County. I have a Pez call.
Okay.
It's going to be... And it's a female. Her nurse practitioner is calling for her. They want her to get evaluated. She was stating some suicidal thoughts. She does have psych meds with her, and she is alone, negative 99 in the household. I started the rig.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I would just, you know, I mean, you guys are better at this than I am, so just, you know, try to keep her calm and comfortable. So
yeah,
if anything changes.
She left, and then she just picked up the phone. Do you have my callback number? Did it come
yeah,
over?
Yeah, is it, so is this your number that you're calling from?
Yep, that's
okay,
my
Okay, and what's your name,
number.
Ma'am?
My name is, I don't know if that,
okay. All right, ma'am, if anything changes or if you get an update from one of your one of the helpers, just let us know. Give us a call back in 911, okay? I sent
Will
help
do.
To you.
Will do. Thank you so much.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care.
No problem.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.